Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Hey, Don't Trend It All in One Place, Kid. That is courtesy of Plaguier of the Ant, MFC Erickson. I'm Jack O'Brien, that's Miles Gray. This is What is Trending. So, JoJo Siwa is trending. Yes. Miles, I know for a fact that we have talked about JoJo Siwa on the podcast before, but I did not know who she was again earlier today, but you explained it to me.
Do not throw this hot potato at me, because I don't know or care who JoJo Siwa is. I mean, okay, I know enough to say that she is an absolute child powerhouse personality, because that's at first I know, I'm like, who is this kid with the big fucking bow in her hair? And then I guess she was also on like Dance Moms too. But you know, she's like a Nickelodeon talent. And if you don't know, you've probably seen this blonde hair girl with a gigantic bow in her hair, like wild colored outfits and things like that. It's her 17th birthday today. And I guess she's like just posting more content. And I guess Twitter and all of her fans are starting to respond to the fact that like she's definitely like aging out of her child persona.
All grown up.
Yeah, she's
all grown up. I mean, 17 is still pretty young.
Yeah, but when you start as like a baby in the public eye, like it's jarring to your
right,
fans.
Right,
like, wait,
right.
What? She uses deodorant? I pictured her as a baby who didn't smell like anything.
So she started in Dance Moms as one of the little kids whose mom was like kind of overbearing and doing the moves off camera. With like being like big smile.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what her, yeah, I mean, she was like in the competition, I believe. And this was like in 2014, right. So 6 years ago, she was like 11. So 11 to 17, if people have been like watching, you're 12, fucking even between 14 and 17, you're completely different people. But I think a lot of people on Twitter are like, uh-oh, that contract she's on, like where she, I think, probably has to keep this persona up is probably winding down. And people are saying, I think we'll see the new Joni Siwa rather than JoJo.
Joelle Joni, the official.
But it's JoJo. Wild to think today is her 17th birthday, meaning she was born on May 19th, the year of our Lord, 2003. Okay.
That's wild.
I was high as fuck in an AP test right now in high school, like just trying to get the fuck out of there. I feel like that was my last, like the May of my senior year of high school. Woo.
Don't even know. Yeah. I was some type of high and probably very hungover and about to graduate from college. I'm old as fuck. The youngest thing about her is that her sibling's name is Jaden Siwa. Mm-hmm. So there are some, and I don't want, as you put it, Sea World to come for me, which is
the
what Siwanators. We're
calling her fans. They're actually what they're called.
The Siwanators? Sea World is much better, but Sea World. but there are some truthers out there who say this is an adult dressed as a child.
Yeah. Jojo Siwa is the Danny Almonte of YouTube vloggers.
Right. Because she does look like if you had to like dress an SNL cast member up as a child, what you would dress them up as. Like it's like big bow, very bright colors. Her personality seems to be very much like,
I mean,
I'm a kid.
Yeah. There are truthers who are very close to us, Jack, that we were surprised with some of the takes they were saying. We won't be specific to protect them from the Siwanator army. We know that. But I think it's also just the juxtaposition of just hyper-infantilized clothing, like baby looks on someone who is clearly like going through puberty. It's like this just – it just – it's off.
Yeah. What a menacing name for a fan group. Siwanators? Is that – I mean, I guess but the Bay Hive is like – okay.
So
well, that doesn't make it any. Anyway, shout out to Jojo Siwa. Happy birthday, girl.
happy birthday, girl. Many happy returns.
Pier 1 is trending for less good reasons.
Yeah. They might be going out of business forever. Forever. Right. They want to close all of their stores basically now. So they're bankrupt. It's the end. And I know for like, we were coming of age around the same time, like whether you're dressing up a dorm room or your first apartment after college, Pier 1 is like the fucking flex. Like when you go in there and you're like, I have like $200 to spend in here. And you're like, woo, boy, I'm going to Pier 1. And then you're like, this gets me nothing really, but I have many fond memories of decorating terrible apartments with like my buddies going to Pier 1.
Yeah. I remember it as like being a child at Pier 1 with my mom while she was shopping there. I was never, all of my furniture was inherited because of any reason other than I just couldn't be bothered to go to a Pier 1.
Yeah, for me, it was like I wanted like a woven, like rattan, like satellite chair that was like just a stupid fucking wicker chair with a cushion that was like a big dog bed, basically. But when you're in college, you're like, I need that because I'm going to smoke blunts on that and play FIFA on that and drink fucking Steel Reserve on that all day.
The Pier 1 imports. The imports is a cool, classy touch. It's not a they're an importer.
It makes it feel cool. Like you're at like a really classy seafaring town and you're at Pier 1 just waiting for the new shipment of imports to come on in.
Exactly. Very exotic. Krispy Kreme is trending and not because they're going out of business.
No.
Thank God. I still haven't had a fresh Krispy Kreme. I've been told that is like
fantastic.
Ought to be ashamed of myself.
I mean, you like donuts though, because you put me onto your favorite Dunkin' Donuts when we were on tour. Was it sour cream donut?
Sour cream donut, man. Yeah. That's not just my favorite Dunkin' Donut. That's my favorite donut
of all time. Yeah.
Favorite Bob's Donut in Centerville, Ohio.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, for someone who, that's what I mean, like, I think that's what's surprising. You enjoy a donut. So a fresh Krispy Kreme is very unique because it's like warm. It's like, I feel like I'm eating a pastry more than like what I would call a donut, but it's delicious.
Carl Tart was like yelling at me for not having had a Krispy Kreme.
That's on brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic. Yeah. So basically they're getting in people's good graces by saying like, hey man, if you're a graduate of the class of 2020, come through with your cap and gown and we'll hook you up with a box of donuts with some 2020 themed, donuts in there.
It's not an original take to say that Krispy Kreme is like crack, but when you're giving away free samples to school children, you're kind of bringing it on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Because
it's just good, though.
They used to just call it the Krispy Carter, I believe is what they were going to call it first.
The Krispy Carter?
Yeah.
like S dot?
What is that? New Jack City?
Oh, the Carter, right.
Which is the house they were serving out of.
Got it. That's pretty good. That's good, man. And then finally, Machine Gun Kelly. Speaking of the top rappers of all time, Machine Gun Kelly.
You don't want
Kelly.
That hive on you either, bro.
Oh, no. Is it? Does he have a real aggressive?
Yeah, they're called the machine. They're called the Machine Gun Karens.
Really?
No.
That would be amazing. They really should be. I mean, the Machine Gun Kelly is also a good name for that.
Kells.
For a
that's
Karen.
R. Kelly's, though. Whoops. But yeah, he's trending because he has basically hit the 2007 jackpot.
Man.
He is now dating Megan Fox. I think there was a time when most Maxim reading aggro bros were absolutely brain poisoned by Megan Fox. And dude, I don't know. It's the black hair and the blue eyes, dude. So I don't know. there were
Brian
photos.
Austin Green was the
dude stolen
for
right
so long.
Under him. It was a thing. Yeah. Brian Austin Green was that guy. And was they were married, they were splitting up, they got back together, they were split up again. And then yesterday there was these photos of Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox out getting food or something. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They look like they are booed the fuck up. What's going on here? That day, Brian Austin Green on his Instagram, his handle is so heartbreaking. His handle is, aren't you that guy?
Wow.
At aren't you that guy? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's a photo of a butterfly on a flower, and it says, eventually butterflies get bored sitting on a flower for too long. They start feeling smothered. It's a great big world, and they want to experience it.
So in that metaphor, he is the butterfly, right? And he's saying he must be.
And he feels smothered. He's like, dude, yeah.
Get out of here.
Could you imagine that flip? And he's like, nah, dude, I had to bounce on her.
But what if he did? What if people were like, that's really brave of you, man? He's like, nah, man, I'm the butterfly. Come on. She was holding me back.
He's on the street and someone comes up, aren't you that guy? Yes, I'm Brian Austin Green. No, aren't you that guy that was crying out front of that CVS, screaming Megan?
Oh man, Brian Austin Green. I mean, he was self-effacing, that was the character he played on 90210. He started kind of as a dork and then evolved into the cool guy because I think he was a good-looking dude. And but his career has been I remember when I first moved out to LA, there were all these billboards that were a Brian Austin Green joint, a movie that he had directed that never made a single ripple other than that billboard.
I mean, I wonder what it's like for Brian Austin Green, right? Because to him, it's got to be one of those films about a silver screen siren in old Hollywood where they realize times have changed. Where Brian Austin Green at one point was when he was David Silver on 90210, we were And then that puts him in the child brain of Megan Fox, who probably grew up having a crush on him to eventually be them as a couple. Then cut to her leaving him and then being with this really sickly looking SoundCloud rapper dude. He's not a SoundCloud, I get it, he's signed. But this very thin dude, tatted up, almost the antithesis of what he believed to be the thing women wanted. So I'm curious how he's dealing with that when he sees the photos of oh man, should I get all thin and get some face tats?
Should I start doing opioids? Machine Gun Kelly is the author of the video from the past couple years that gave me the most severe douche chills. It's the video of him in a record executive boardroom, and he's standing on the table doing like an air guitar solo and like just rocking out like for the entertainment of the executives. And it's just like,
oh, just really, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. But you know
so
what?
Bad, man.
That's the cringe. That's the thing you have to do though when you're an artist. Like I you know. Have to like embarrass
I don't blame
you. Absolutely.
Him.
I know, but it's sad because when I used to
I
work
blame
in radio.
Everyone else in that room.
Well, this happens all the time. Like radio, TV, whatever. Like they especially like radio, they want to get you in front of the people that are gonna put you on the radio so that they can buy in on your whole vibe and all your whole mystique or whatever. And typically they'll just bribe you with food and then like play a track on a thing and be like, yeah, okay. And then like the label rep's like, okay, so you guys fucking with the vision or no? Okay,
right,
cool,
right.
Cool. And whereas like this, he went up a notch and said, fuck it, I'm going to give you guys a show. But it just, without the music loud enough and hearing his like clothing in like ruffle against the table, so he's like, turn the music up a little bit.
Right. And then, like, just people sitting there, like, eating lunch at a conference table.
They're like,
the worst.
You kicked my salad bowl over.
Just the most cursed point in the space-time continuum at that moment. All right, guys. Well, that is what's trending today. We are going to be back tomorrow with a whole new episode. Until then, be kind to each other, wash your hands, be kind to yourself, stay inside, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.